Hello and welcome to Good Natured's conference call regarding our March 3rd announcement of entering into a definitive agreement to acquire Shepherd Thermoforming and Packaging Inc. My name is Jackson Spence and I'm the Investor Relations Manager here at Good Natured Products Inc. Thank you for taking the time to join us in what is an exciting growth opportunity for the company. I'm joined today by Good Natured's Executive Chair and CEO, Paul Antonidis, who will be talking through the company's acquisition criteria and the strategic fit of the Shepherd acquisition. I'm also joined by Good Natured's Executive Vice President and CFO, Don Holmstrom, who will focus on the financials of the opportunity. If you've not yet received a copy of the press release, you can access it on the Good Natured website at www.goodnatured.ca under the Investor Relations section. If you scroll down, you'll find all our recent press releases listed near the bottom of the page. There will be a brief Q&A following Paul and Don's prepared remarks. If you would like to ask questions regarding the acquisition, use the question form located on the current Go Webcasting webpage you are listening to this audio on. Alternatively, you can email invest@goodnatured.ca and we will endeavour to answer these during the Q&A. For those of you unable to listen to the entire call at this time, a recording will be available under the Investor Relations section of the Good Natured website. Before I turn the call over to Paul, I would like to remind listeners that management's prepared remarks contain forward-looking statements within the meaning of securities laws, which are subject to risks and uncertainty, and management may make additional forward-looking statements in response to your questions. These forward-looking statements include, but are not limited to, the expected closing of the share purchase, the availability of BDC or other finance for the share purchase, and the fulfillment of the earn-out payment. All financials discussed in the call are in Canadian dollars. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Paul Antonionidis, Executive Chair and CEO of Good Natured.
Thank you, Jackson. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. First, let me start by saying how excited we are to announce the signing of the definitive agreement to acquire Shepherd Thermoforming and Packaging, including all of its real estate assets. We believe this transaction offers substantial synergies and a compelling strategic fit for both companies' customers, team members, and supply chain partners. As we will discuss today, this transaction meets our acquisition criteria, is accretive during the current fiscal year, and will drive Good Natured further towards achieving its main purpose to become the leading earth-friendly product company in North America. As outlined in our investor material and third quarter MD&A, our key acquisition criteria focuses on acquiring relevant brands and or companies that expand our assortment, our customer base, and our market reach while accelerating our organic growth business model. Additionally, we look for these companies to be EBITDA positive, strengthen our supply chain, and offer the opportunity to increase product cross-selling to the combined customer base. If the brand or company sells petroleum-based products, we then intend to convert these products to our range of plant-based cereals. Shepherd Thermoforming and Packaging meets the majority of these criteria. Shepherd is a leading thermoformer with over 35 years experience designing custom packaging, including engineering, mold production, and final product manufacturing for both thin gauge and heavy gauge thermoform application. Today, Shepherd has a diverse range of 50 to 75 customers, which includes several Fortune 500 companies located throughout Eastern Canada and Northeastern United States. The acquisition includes a total of 6 thermoforming machines two CNC machines and a series of proprietary molds, including the ability for designing, prototyping, and manufacturing molds. This acquisition also includes a 42,000 square foot manufacturing facility on 2.31 acres of land, Brampton, Ontario, which is strategically located near many of Greater Toronto's key highways. It's less than 5 kilometers from Highway 427 and 7 kilometers from Highway 407. Shepherd's knowledge and expertise in design and thermoform production further expands Good Natured's custom design and packaging capability. Currently, one of key future growth areas of Good Natured is demand for custom thermoform packaging. The acquisition will complement and expand our custom packaging capability through all stages of the project lifecycle, including initial design, prototyping, mold production, and ultimately package thermoforming. Additionally, Shepherd owns complementary packaging molds that expand our stock packaging assortment and can be cross-sold to our existing customers. Acquiring Shepherd's capacity and capability is a significant milestone to Good Natured's growth trajectory, because it enables us to increase our production capacity in Eastern Canada and the U.S. For instance, the acquisition immediately adds a projected $5.5 million of annualized sales. This is in addition to our recent announcements of two multi-year custom manufacturing contracts, which annualize $1.7 to $2 million of revenue, on top of our preliminary full year 2019 unaudited revenue results of $9.9 to $10.2 million. The combination of our organic growth strategy with Shepherd's current production capability of $18 million to $22 million in annual sales positions Good Natured very well for continued organic growth. I would also like to highlight the strategic location of Shepherd's facility. Brampton provides Good Natured with a strong and easily accessible entry point into the Greater Toronto Area, Eastern Canada, as well as the Northeast of the United States. We also intend to use existing warehouse space at the Shepherd's location to cost-effectively launch our existing strong assortment of food packaging, home office organizational products into the largest market in Canada and throughout the Northeast corridor of the U.S. I'd like to close by saying that we're delighted to welcome Mark and Todd Shepherd, who have worked alongside their father for over 30 plus years at Shepherd, as well as the entire Shepherd team, to our Good Natured family. We share a common vision to be leaders in the development and adoption of sustainable, plant-friendly products and packaging in North America. The combination of our collective expertise, people, capacity, and capability strengthens us collectively to execute against our ambitious growth plan. I would say we're off to a pretty good start here in 2020. Now I'd like to hand over to Good Natured's Executive Vice President, CFO Don Holmstrom, to talk through the financial side of the acquisition.
Thank you, Paul, and hello, everyone. I'll begin by sharing an overview on the transaction structure as outlined in the definitive agreement we signed to acquire Shepherd Thermoforming and Packaging. As a reminder, all amounts we're discussing in this call are in Canadian dollars. Good Natured is acquiring 100% of Shepherd Thermoforming and Packaging, Inc. and all of its real estate assets for $9.5 million in cash, plus a contingent earnout of payment of $2.25 million, collectively known as the share purchase. As Paul mentioned, the real estate assets include a 42,000 square foot manufacturing facility located on 2.31 acres of land in Brampton, Ontario, the current appraised value of $9 million. The share purchase is expected to provide Good Natured with additional annualized revenues estimated at $5.5 million in the forthcoming year post-closing. In addition, we strongly believe there are significant opportunities for both revenue growth and increased gross margin on existing customers, as well as net new customers. The share purchase contemplates an earnout payment of $2.25 million may be payable at some point in time between 48 and 60 months post-closing on satisfaction of a condition relating to an increase in the value of the real estate purchased as part of the transaction. Here is a summary of the key items included in the share purchase. 6 thermoforming machines, 2 CNC machines, all related tooling and support manufacturing equipment. 42,000 square foot building on 2.31 acres of land, networking capital of $750,000, all molds owned by Shepherd Thermoforming. The overall estimated unaudited assets being placed on Good Natured's balance sheet will be between $11 and $12 million. Included in the deal structure is a $1 million vendor take-back note with the payments between 42 and 54 months. Completion of the share purchase remains subject to a number of customary closing conditions, including a financing condition in favor of Good Natured and TSX Venture Exchange approval. The acquisition is expected to be accretive during its current fiscal year. We're completing the final stages of financing required to close the share purchase with our financial partners, including Business Development Bank of Canada, under the terms and conditions of our previously announced BDC financing from June 2019. Closing of the transaction is expected to be not later than April 30th, 2020. The definitive agreement governing the share purchase will be available on Good Natured SEDAR profile at www.sedar.com subsequent to closing the transaction in accordance with TSX filing regulation. Let me now provide an overview of Shepherd's business from a financial perspective. Shepherd's 3-year average annual revenue for the fiscal years ended July 31, 2018 to 2020 is $5.5 million. The deal structure was priced based upon a real estate value of $6.5 million, using a market rate mortgage supporting that purchase along with a $1 million vendor take-back note. This created a net average EBITDA for the 2 years ending July 31, 2018 and 2019, such that the net purchase price after consideration of net working capital included is approximately 5 times EBITDA for the operating company. Post-closing, given our proposed financing structure, either other operating synergies and growth prospects, we estimate EBITDA for the forward 12 months to be close to $1 million. Based upon the October 2019 real estate appraisal, the real estate is worth $9 million. Future earnout payment between 48 and 60 months post-closing of $2.25 million will be payable if the real estate value is higher than 9.5. This acquisition represents a strong financial footing that we believe will continue to grow Good Natured's revenue organically and will also be accretive from an EBITDA perspective as well. We estimate closing costs, including legal, tax, environmental, audit of Shepherd's most recent fiscal year end, due diligence, bank fees, bank legal and travel to be between $200,000 and $250,000. Total capital required to close the transaction is $8.5 million in cash, as a VTB is covering $1 million of the gross purchase price. I will now turn the call back over to Jackson. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul and Don. Well, that wraps up the portion of the conference call, and we can now migrate to the Q&A section. The first question is, how will the transaction be financed in full? There is obviously some cash from BDC, but what about the rest? Paul, do you mind answering that
one? Sure, I'm happy to. As Don pointed out, the overall transaction is valued at $9.5 million, of which $8.5 million is required in cash at closing. That's due to what Don pointed out is a $1 million vendor take-back associated with the real estate. Of the $8.5 million cash requirement closing, the real estate represents $5.75 million, the $8.5. We're clearly wanting to utilize the most capital cost-efficient financing for the real estate. It is our view the most capital efficiency is related to a commercial mortgage lending on the real estate, of which I'd like to highlight none of that has been finalized as we're still in discussions with all of our financial partners, including BDC. The OpCo represents the remainder $2.75 million of the $8.5 cash requirement for closing. That also includes a $750,000 working capital requirement from the OpCo at closing. So if you look at our current BDC acquisition line of $6.5 million, we have more than enough acquisition funds to take out the OpCo. And I think the overall message is that we will take the most capital efficient path in closing the transaction and the most non-dilutive method for existing shareholders.
Thank you, Paul. Might direct the next question to you, Don. Can you please clarify the current production capacity of the Shepherd facility? How much does the $5.5 million in sales represent?
Thank you. So based upon our due diligence and discussions, the existing revenue footprint utilizes between 26 to 30% of the overall capacity of the Shepherd's facility. That results in potentially a total revenue out of that existing footprint and existing manufacturing equipment of $18 to $22 million, which gives us organic growth opportunities within that facility between $12 to $17 million of organic growth. In addition, Shepherd's owns a number of molds that are very complementary to our broad range of existing stock products that we have at Good Natured, and so we believe there'll be additional revenue across selling to all of our customers. Lastly, you know, as Paul mentioned, we'll be looking at expanding into using our existing stock production, creating a warehouse facility at the Shepherd's location to be able to sell our stock products throughout the GTA, Eastern Canada, and the Northeast border of the U.S. So we'll be spending some CapEx, a little bit of CapEx dollars to enhance the warehouse distribution facility as well.
Okay, Don, I might direct the next question to you as well. Can you further clarify the multiple of EBITDA that was paid for the Shepherd acquisition?
Certainly. So the gross purchase price, as Paul mentioned, is $9.5 million, separated between $6.75 million for the real estate and $2.75 million for the OpCo. So in determining the price for the operating company, we factored in a reasonable conservative commercial mortgage, which generated a reasonable conservative lease payment, and used that factoring in the average actual EBITDA, adjusted EBITDA for July 31, 2018 and 2019 to come up with roughly a 5x EBITDA multiple for the operations company once you consider the purchase price less the net working capital acquired as well.
Okay, Paul, I'll throw that next one to you.
Sure.
With what we've seen with the coronavirus recently, does Good Natured or Shepherd's rely on any foreign manufacturing keep operations running?
Yeah, I mean, as it relates to the Shepherd transaction and the coronavirus, there's no impact to Shepherd. They produce here in Ontario. They source all their inputs here locally. Obviously, as it relates to overall Good Natured, we've seen zero impact to our business as it relates to the coronavirus, and we anticipate no impact in the foreseeable future. So, as a matter of fact, with the reduction of the rates that were announced in the U.S., I believe yesterday, and Canada today, it's actually a positive impact to us in our overall business.
Okay, and I've got one more here. Don, I might give you a chance to answer. Can you please discuss any cross-selling opportunities with the existing product lines with Natured and Shepherd?
Certainly. You know, as Paul stated, our goal is to be the leading provider of products, earth-friendly products in North America, and Shepherd's has a number of molds that will complement our existing product line, in addition to which a number of the customers that we've identified during our due diligence that Shepherd has, there, we believe there are significant opportunities to bring our over 250 product assortment of Good Natured to those existing Shepherd's customers, creating tremendous amount of organic growth. And coupled with our enhancing the distribution facility and the warehousing capability at Shepherd's, we'd be able to fulfill that very seamlessly as well.
Okay, we're just about out of time. For anyone who might have additional questions, please send these to invest at goodnatured.ca with your contact details, including phone number, and we'll answer these in due course. Thank you to everyone for joining us today. We look forward to providing additional updates regarding the integration of Shepherd and the expanded opportunities for Good Natured.